in the middle of last year, for instance, there was two new wards opened in Letterkenny. That was the new 8-bedded coronary care unit and 11-bedded haematology oncology ward. They were brand new refurbished wards. And a ward, what was called the short stay ward, the 19 beds in that particular area were transferred to these two brand new wards. So there was no beds actually closed in the hospital. And I know since I have left the hospital that the short stay ward has been used by the medical rehab unit while it has been substantially refurbished, even though I believe that those patients now have moved back. That physical space happens to be there right now. It wasn't there 6 months ago, but it happens to be there right now. And of course it can be used, and it may well be used as part of the escalation policy. But you've got to put staff into it. There's 168 hours in a week, and a nurse is contracted to work something like 39 hours a week. It takes around four nurses to cover one shift on a 24/7 basis. Mm-hmm. So if you open up all these spare rooms that people talk about, you've got to staff them. You've got to put nursing staff.
And that takes staff away from other duties.
Absolutely, from other areas that are probably hard-pressed.
So it comes down to staffing.
You've got to put catering staff into it to feed the patients. You've got to put cleaning staff into it to clean the floor space. So it takes capacity to do it. If there's spare capacity in the system to do that, happy days, Greg. But my experience was that there wasn't spare capacity in the hospital to start pulling people from X, Y, and Z to put them into spare rooms.